Thank you for calling Rainbolt Gutters LLC. Please press 1 if you are a new client.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Kevin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got your message. You were wanting to take care of the past due balance and then cancel the account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, not being able to really move forward and profit me at this time, Nicole. I mean, it's just not something that I can at this point in time continue to put my money in and my focus in at this time. I got a couple of other things that are kind of hitting me all at once. It's not necessarily your guys' services.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's just other things that I got going on at the same time. And so I just can't, you know, at this point. So.
Okay. So I want to make a...
Right now, I'm not able to put my focus on it like I need to.
Right.
You know, and so with that being said, I'm just essentially throwing money away because I got, you know, a bunch of other things that are hitting me all at the same time. And so, yeah, I mean, $300 a month when I'm not able to move forward with it doesn't do me any favors. I'm just throwing money away.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. So I want to make a suggestion, if I may, only because the account's past due for $299. However, $100 of that goes to Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $199 monthly. And then, since you have to pay that anyway, rather than paying it and canceling, which would just kind of be like throwing that money down the toilet, what I could do is give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is it sounds like you have a lot on your plate right now. You don't have a lot of time to deal with finish setting this up. But with the extra 2 weeks, you'll have all the way until September 26th. And the only thing that's needed of you at this point, because I'm looking at the notes in the account, is for you to do that Google video verification. It takes usually about 15 minutes. You don't have to drop everything and do it right now, but what's happening behind the scenes, Kevin, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to verify that you're a valid business in the area. So that video verification, all it is it's a quick, you know, 5-10 minute thing that you upload and you show your business registration or, you know, an invoice with your address on it or a work vehicle with a Washington license plate. And then once you upload that to us, then Google says, okay, this is a valid business and we can actually publish him. So just to let you know that that's the only piece of the puzzle that's kind of been hindering you right now. And I know, you know, as a business owner who wants to stop everything and do a video upload, but it really only takes like, you know, less than 15 minutes. If you could set some time, you know, aside within the next week or so to do it, it would benefit you. And then you're still on a month-to-month program. So if come September 26th, for some reason, your mind is still made up and you want to cancel, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges, you know. But that way, at least you would get some more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the other thing I'm kind of hitting right now, too, is because overhead and everything else is going on, because I was also trying to do another advertising agency at the same time, and which is turned out to pretty much be a total waste of my money, honestly, because it was paid for lead kind of a deal. And,
I see. That's like Angie Leads or Home Advisor or something like that.
Out of 40 leads that I've gotten, you know, I've only landed 5 of those jobs.
Wow.
So I'm being forced to shell out, you know, over $1,000 for those.
Oh, that's terrible.
It accepted me enough to make it worth it, you know, because you don't need to just profit enough to make it worth it as far as what you're spending. You need to be able to kind of be able to live off of it a little bit, and you'd be able to pay your bills, and you'd be able to make it, you know, I mean, realistically, if you're spending stuff on marketing, you know, it should be to the point where it only consumes about maybe 30% of what you're actually doing, you know?
Right,
and
yeah.
It's consuming much more than that, you know, when you actually look at the return. And so I'm not getting the return I need from that, but yet I owe them $700 and some odd, and I owe you guys.
Wow.
So it's one of those things where I'm kind of in a pickle, and I need to scale back, and I need to reassess what I can and can't afford until I get more money in my pocket before I can try to go forward again.
Yeah, here's the thing with Angie Leads. We deal with a lot of their clients, and I think what the problem is because everything you just told me, I've heard every kind of horror story in the book with that company. Because their lead generation, what they do is they sell the lead to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And oftentimes I hear people tell me, you know, oh, I got a lead that was 150 miles away or an incorrect category and they still got charged for it. And the reason I bring that up is if they're telling you that you owe them $700, maybe dispute some of it and they can cut it down for you. You know what I mean? Because they are pretty good at crediting you back. So, but the problem with Angie Leads is that statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you take, you know, Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Super Pages, City Search, and you put all of those sources into one category, combined, they're only getting 13%, where 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that's why I'm saying, you know, if you can knock that video verification out and we can actually get this published on the first page for you, what's going to happen is it's going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. Because trust me, I've been with this company for 13 years, and it's never our intention for someone to spend, you know, $2.99 monthly or even $1.99 monthly if you take the Facebook ads off and then just break even on it, because although that's nice, it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where that high revenue is generated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so are you able to do the $199 today if I took that those Facebook ads off and then we give you that extra time on the back end? That way you have some time to get that video verification in?
I'd have to take a look at my finances again real quick. And
sure.
That looks like on this thing.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm also in the middle of doing some painting right now.
Oh, wow. That's what I love about business owners. You guys are the best multitaskers, I tell you. It's amazing.
Well, you kind of have to be. You know, I mean, just because the work stops in one area doesn't mean it has to stop in others, because otherwise you pretty much have idle time and where you should be making money. Not just, you know, doing whatever, but
I agree. Yeah, that's a good explanation. No wonder. Yeah, because I always blows my mind how I'll call you guys and you have so many things going at once and you still find a way to juggle it all. You know, it's amazing.
Right.
yeah, for sure.
So I mean, the other thing was too is that I couldn't necessarily do the video verification because my truck was broken down at the time, and so I was using my partner's truck. So
you know, all Google wants to know is that you're a valid business in the area. So if it still has a Washington license plate, whether it's running or not, it didn't. Okay, so
from New Mexico.
Oh, okay. So here's what I would suggest. there's about 7 different items on that video verification that it'll say, like, oh, send over a business license or a registration or an invoice or a business card. If you don't have something on the list, like in your case, don't send them a picture with a New Mexico license plate, right? You were spot on not to do that, right? But at least send over what you have, because if you only have 3 items out of 7 on the list, at least we have something to submit to Google, and they'll still verify you. So they give you, like, gotcha. Suggestions on there, but you definitely don't have to send everything.
Come on real quick.
Oh.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay. So I was just saying, if you get over whatever you can, even if it's just 2 or 3 of the items on the list, that will benefit you, and we can get you published very quickly. Because all of the programming's been done, the website's up, the call tracking number's working. Matter of fact, I even saw that you were contacted by one of those scam companies. There's a couple of scam companies out there that they're calling Local Splash clients, and they're saying, oh, you know, Local Splash is not, you know, doing what Google's best practices, and their websites are copy and paste, and they say all of this crazy stuff in efforts to scare you so that you sign up with them, you know. But the problem with those guys, and this is what they don't tell you, is that when that happens, they never contact us to gain access to the web domain or to the Google listing that we've created. So what happens is the people that sign up with them are throwing money down the toilet because they can't create a new Google page because that's duplicate and it would hurt the rankings. And if they don't contact us to get access to the page that we started, then what, you know, are they actually doing? So I would be very, very careful. There's 2 of them. One is called Town Square, and the other one's called Ollie Ollie, and they're scam companies. So be very careful with either one of those options, you know? Yeah, yeah. And like I said, it's always those companies that'll call you up and promise you the moon and the stars, and then when it comes down to performance, they can't deliver, you know? The website, yes, of course, we'll use a template and we'll put some stock photos up there initially just because our objective is to get you up and running, get you on the first page so that your phone starts ringing with new clients. But you'll always see better results if you use your own content. So, you know, sometimes we put these together and we have the stock photos up there. And then after a couple of months, someone will send us a picture and say, hey, here's a, you know, great before and after photo of some new gutters that I installed. Or here's a great picture that shows some of the products I use. And then as you send those in, we update them on the website for you. And all of those revisions, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Right.
I'm having James resend you the mailer for the video verification just so that you have the instructions. And then do you think that the $199 is doable today? I know you were going to check the account.
Just give me a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Almost done taking this little run here real quick.
Oh, that's nice.
Actually, I do not have it in my account. I have cash,
okay.
But I don't have it in my account at the time. So what you could do is you can try to give me a call back Monday, and then get you guys squared up.
Okay. So, if you like, will it still be on the same MasterCard ending in 5607, or is it a different card? Because I can update the card and just process it on Monday if you like.
Let me see here. Let me see what the ending of those digits are on the card.
Mm-hmm.
If it is or not. No, it's not. That card must have canceled out. So that's why you guys weren't able to process it before. I had to get myself a new card because I think the card I was using wasn't a business card. It was a personal card. And so, but yeah, give me a call back on Monday and I'll make sure you guys are squared up. Okay. That's what I can do for you for right now. So give me a call. Sometime around 8 or 9 o'clock, and I'll make sure to get you guys taken care of. That way, it'll allow me time to run to the bank and throw my funds in. So.
No problem.
No, I don't think so. I don't hear anything. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to hang up. Thank you.